skinny. I love the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to have some praise. Johnny is here. And Rick is here. Wes is here. And Charles is here. We're going to have some praise. And then we'll go from there. How's that? Why don't we just stand and pray, first of all. Dedicate this morning to the Lord, that the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God will be done here on a Friday morning in Austin, Texas. And welcome to our family, our friends, our partners. And we're so very, very grateful that you're here today. Well, let's just pray together. Father, we are so thankful that this morning we dedicate this Friday morning. Jesus and I, we have looked forward to this day because some of our best friends in the whole wide world is in this room this morning. We look forward to this morning for a long time. We pray the will of God be done here today. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God be done here in one chapel on a Friday morning, February the 23rd, 2024. Your will be done today. In Jesus' name. Why don't you just you put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my ears this morning that I may hear the word of the Lord. In your eyes, Lord, open my spiritual eyes that I might see today. Open my heart this morning that I might receive this morning. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, let's thank God in advance. Jesus, you're welcome here this morning. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here this morning. We just want you to know, Jesus, you're high and lifted up here. You're welcome in this room. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this room. We want you to know how welcome you are and how much we love and appreciate you. Jesus, may you be high and lifted up. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Johnny's on the keyboard today. Johnny and I have worked in ministry together since 1988. He spent a lot of time in Fort Worth, Texas, other places. Wes is here on the base. We've been friends for a long time. And Charles Martin, one of my spiritual sons, on the saxophone. And he's ministered with me a lot over the years. Then my son, he's on the drums. He's been around with me for a long time. Rick has been in full-time ministry since he was 2 years old. Well, let's welcome Johnny, and let's welcome the Lord as we praise this morning. Can we do it?
Well, hallelujah. he lets me get away with a couple of things every now and then.
And we've not gotten together for almost 3 years,
And then my 75th birthday, that was a few years ago as well. Gene and I are glad you're here. Gene, why don't you come? And Gene and I, let me ask you a question. You think my wife is beautiful? Next month, Gene and I will celebrate 63 years of full-time marriage. I love my wife. I never could have made the journey without her. And next month, we'll celebrate 57 years of full-time ministry. So we're grateful. God is good. God is good, Gene. You want to say one more?
God is good. We're so thankful for all of you that came. We're thankful for the relationships that God has put into our lives over the years, and so we're so thankful for all of you.
Yes, we are. We got some family members here, Gene. We got some family here today, and Rick has already seen him, and Ruth. I'll introduce her in a moment. But we have three of our grandchildren. And one of our great-grandchildren is here. And so, Taylor, it's good to have you. And we're going to have another great-granddaughter in the next few weeks. Why don't you stand, Taylor? And then next to her is my grandson, Brock Gentry. And Brock, you stand. Good to have you. And my granddaughter, Megan Gentry Call. Her husband is with her, Spencer. But Megan, you stand. You can stand if you want to, Spencer. And Megan has another great grandchild for Gene and I on the way. So, we love family. It's good working with family. My son Rick works with us in the ministry, and he works with BP and radio. Our ministry team is here today. Most of us are here today. And where is Ruth at? Ruth is our BPN radio station manager. And Ruth has been the one that has given oversight to this entire event. Let me notice that for three sessions, it takes a lot of work. A lot of work. So Ruth, you stand, our wonderful daughter. And Rick Gentry, give him a hand. Rick Gentry works with helping me with our partners and working with our business people. Rick, of course, is also a basketball coach, and his son, my grandson Brock, he's also a basketball coach. How many teams do you have this spring? How many teams are you going to have?
Eight or nine.
Eight or nine teams that these guys will be coaching. And so Rick has been a coach for a long time, a drummer for a long time, and a son for a long time. And where is Darla Gentry at? Darla, she's back in the sound booth. What are you doing back there? And Darla works with our BPN radio, our Breakout Ministries team. And you want to stand, Darla? Let everybody give you a hand. Darla works with us at Breakout Radio Church. I've never quit preaching, although I'm not traveling these days. I'm glad you came here. But I'm still preaching. I love to preach, and almost every Sunday I'm preaching as well as leading prayer. So I'm thankful for Breakout Ministries and our Breakout Prayer Network director is here, Cheryl Ortiz. Where's Cheryl at? Cheryl, you stand. And they're sure doing a wonderful job giving oversight. And we started out with one channel, and then we advanced to 50 channels, but we turned our main channel into a prayer and worship channel. And we have some, I believe we have some applications, Cheryl, out there. If you would like to be a prayer leader and lead prayer each week at the same time for 30 to 60 minutes, we have a number of our prayer leaders that are here today. If you're a BP and prayer leader, why don't you stand? We'll give you guys that. If you lead prayer at least one time a week, that would be good. You know that I would have never believed this could have ever happened, but from your smartphone or from your computer, you can lead prayer once a week. It's not hard. You can lead prayer once a week, and your voice will be heard all across America and around the world. BPN Radio has reached over 180 nations of the world. It's amazing. And we are so thankful for everyone that works with us at bpnradio.com, Breakout Ministries. Our granddaughter, Megan, she is the editor, and she's fantastic. And then our other granddaughter, Brittany Greenley, she just got back from, she works with us, and she just got back from Portugal late last night. A little jet lag, she was thinking about, I'm sure. And Alion Pachuca, who is from Moldova, she couldn't be here today. But we have the guy that helped me start BPN Radio. You know, the Lord spoke to me, and I've shared this, I'm sure you've heard my story, but the Lord spoke to me in 2014 in prayer one morning. Everybody knows that one word from God can change your life forever. Forever. And so I was in prayer one morning. A lot of things can happen when you pray. I was in prayer one morning, and I heard a voice say to me, the voice of the Lord, I want you to start an internet radio station. I didn't even know that God knew anything about the internet. But he said, I want you to start an internet radio station, and I want you to start leading prayer 24 hours a day. I told Jean what the Holy Spirit said to me, and she said, "Do you know that you can't lead prayer 24 hours a day?" I said, "Well, that's, you know, we know it part, prophesying part." I said, "Well, that's all I know." I didn't know how I would do it. I used to be an engineer. When I was in radio, I was an engineer, announcer, and disc jockey, and sportscaster. But, you know, engineering and IT has changed. So I didn't know how I'd do it, but I was praying, and the Lord reminded me of a man that I did a project with in England. His name was Michael Schonborn. And so I said, well, I'm going to call Michael. I don't know what's going on with him. I haven't seen him in a few years. And I called Michael Schonborn, and I knew that he was brilliant. He was an electronic instructor in England at a college. And I said, Michael, could you help me get started with an internet radio station? And he said, yes, I will. He said, I'm on a sabbatical. I said, can you come to America and help me put this radio station together? I don't know if I have a slide of our radio station or not? There it is. So it's no simple thing. You can ask Michael Schonborn or Ruth Gentry. It's no simple thing keeping a station operating and going, setting it up, getting it all going, and we have all of these things happening at one time. And so Michael came over and helped me set it up. And where's Michael at? Michael Schonborn.
Right here.
Stand up, Michael. Michael Schonborn is back in America after 9 years. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. And so he is from England. He's still teaching at a college there. He teaches electronics. So we got started, and we went 24 hours a day. I would record 1 hour, and then they would play 24 times. And so that's how we got started. I mean, you just got to start somewhere. So you have a word from God, then you have to have someone to help you. So Michael has worked with us these years. We go down every once in a while, he'll get us going, and he's just brilliant. So after a few months, I said, Michael, is there any way we could do live broadcasting? Because we were just doing broadcasting over the internet. He said, I believe there's a way. And so God gave him a formula while he was teaching at the college university one day, and he sent me a little box. And I got it in the mail, and Gene opened the envelope and cut the wire in two. Gene did it. And Michael said, oh no, I've got to build another one. So he did. And we've been on the air, now we're up to 50 channels. And I have hundreds of interviews on there that I've done with all sorts of people. Hundreds of interviews. We have preaching going on. We have music going on. We're broadcasting in German. We're broadcasting in what all, Michael? Spanish.
Spanish, Arabic, Farsi, Hebrew.
Hebrew. We've got all these different languages.
French.
That we're broadcasting in. It's no. And Michael's put it all together, up to 50 channels. And Gary Matthews, he could say that's a pretty good deal. How you doing, Gary? Good to see you. Behaving yourself? Gary, he's a radio guy too. I love radio. When you can't watch, you can listen. And as far as I know, we are the only Christian, we're the only prayer station in America that is operating 24 hours a day of prayer and worship on the internet. And we're very, very thankful and grateful for that. So we got a wonderful team. And let me see if I've left anybody out. Have I left anybody out? Okay. Let's give all of our team a big hand. Wow. So it takes a lot of people to do what we're doing at Breakout Ministries, with our prayer each day, going and worship 24 hours a day, almost 4 years now that we've been doing this, and we're very thankful and grateful, and I'm grateful. You know, I believe that God prepares us for what we're going to do years in advance.
Amen.
You can read about it in my book. When I was in the 8th grade, my English teacher said to me, Adele, you need to be a radio announcer. You need to be in radio. And immediately, I knew what I would do. And so, I went off to school and became an engineer, radio announcer. And, you know, God, and then God called me to preach. But God was preparing me for what I was going to do in years to come. Isn't it amazing? God is an amazing God. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to show you, talking about our prayer. And all of this centers around my call to pray for America. And the Lord said to me years ago, I want you to pray until there's a major revival in every major city in America. Now, we broadcast around the world, but my call is to call America to pray. How many knows that we're in trouble this morning? How many knows that we are in jeopardy as a nation? So we are needed, our prayers are needed more than ever before. And so he said, I want you to pray until there's a major revival in every major city. We now have over 1,500 churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network. We have over 1,000 cities that are represented. It'd be great if all of them would support the ministry. But we have, these are represented. And so we're thankful and grateful. And so years ago, I started really calling America to pray. Where's Jim Wade yet? He was here a moment ago. Is Jim in the house?
He just walked out.
Oh, he's stepping outside. Okay. But Jim, there he is. Come up here, Jim. He helped me. Don't be out there in the lobby now when I'm trying to talk. Jim Wagey produced my first audio.
Let's Pray America.
Let's Pray America. And from that Let's Pray America, CD has gone around the world. And Jim is a great producer, a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And he's a great music producer, and he produced the entire Let's Pray America. And I've got a number of people that are singing on that. Thank you, Jim.
Let me say a quick story.
So my story on this, I got to tell one of Dale. He goes, Jim, I want you to help me produce this series. We're going to take it out. We're going to sell it at my meetings and stuff like that. Well, I'm a businessman, so I'm like, okay, that's good. Get my studio fired up, hire my engineer. We produce the whole thing. We pay whatever talents needed. We burn the copies. We make 5,000 copies, something crazy. And so we start, he goes a couple meetings and starts doing the book work. Jean's mailing me a check, and she's like, Jim, this is too much. The Lord told me we're to give this away for free. I go, what? That's not what I signed up for. But so I'm just being fleshy this morning to tell what I'm doing. And I said, what in the world? I did all this. I paid all these people. I paid his announcer. And, you know, everybody else is like, we're giving it away for free? But today I was thinking, I'm so glad we gave it away for free because it's touched a lot more people. And it was a catalyst to BPN because every morning that's played, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's played so many more times and brought so much better of a harvest than whatever money we would have made selling. So my investment became my seed, and I'm so thankful. Thank you.
And here is a voice that you will hear every day on BPN Radio. Delma, can you give us a station break?
You're listening to BPN Radio, America's prayer network.
Well, I'm going to, I think we're ready to play a video. It kind of expresses my heart. And several years ago, my spiritual grandson, Leland, and Leland, you need to pray for Leland. He would have been here, but he's got the flu. And he's in Nashville, and he's been sick. And I said, Leland, you just stay in bed. We'll make it. We'll take it from here. And but he wrote a song. And this song, you can't buy the song, it's not on any of his CDs, but he wrote a song for me, recorded it, and it shares my heart for this ministry. If we could play that video, are we ready?
It's time to pray for America. It's time to pray for change.
Clearly spoke to me and said, Shannon, everywhere you go, until I tell you differently, I want you to sing this song, if at all possible. Now, it's a patriotic song. It doesn't fit in every situation, but I do my best to fit it in because of what he said to me. And what he said to me is this: I need my people to partner with me because I have greater blessing than this nation has ever seen to date. But I got to have some partners. And he said, you know, when we look around, we see a lot of negative things going on. It's easy to get discouraged. And We've got to speak a better word than just what our flesh feels or even what our mind tells us, because the power of life and death is in our tongue. And so what he said to me is, I really need my people to speak something other than what they're seeing on the news. I need my people to speak something other than the negative things that they're seeing and the despair and the hopelessness. I need my people to speak words of life over this nation, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. And Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11 tells us that we have the ability to bless our cities, our communities, our state, our nation. And so what the Lord has been saying to me and encouraging me to share with other people is, if you can't think of anything better to say, just say, God, bless America. He knows how to do that. He knows what's involved in it. God, bless America.
God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside and guide through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie.
Powerful man.
Speaking of recommendations, where's Phil and Patrice Brown? Where are they at? Y'all come here a moment. In 1985, Gene and I went to Rockwall, Texas, left El Cid, a suburb of Oklahoma City, went to Rockwall, Texas, and nothing seemed to be happening in our lives. And my pastor, Larry Lee, was having a pastor's conference. There was about 600 pastors there. And they called me out of the back room, and he brought me up to the front, and he said, I want you guys to know this man, Dale Gentry. And he leads prayer better than I do. You need to have him in your church. And from that night forward in 1985, I never lacked an invitation. My calendar was filled up by nightfall just by one recommendation. And here's a couple that I've known for many years. They pastored the church in Cleaver, Texas for 26 years. And they are revivalists. We need revivalists. Who are revivalists? People that know how to lead prayer, to minister, to worship. And I just highly recommend this couple. I think, here we go, Phil and Patrice Brown, Cleaver, Texas. And there is their brownpatrice@att.net, their phone number. And I love this couple very, very much. Gene and I ministered for them many times. And they now have resigned their church, and they're just ministering in different churches and different groups. I highly recommend Phil and Patrice Brown. Let's pray with them. Father, I pray for Phil and Patrice as they journey to different churches to lead revival. They can preach, they can prophesy. Patrice Brown, she can pray. They can exhort. They can follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost. She plays the keyboard. They work with the Lord just like I do. I pray that you'll bless them. In Jesus' name, open doors in the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's bless them. Here we do. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. 1986, I was ministering at a Baptist church in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And it was near Oklahoma State University. These students were coming. And I even ministered on the campus of Oklahoma State. But I noticed in my prayer lines, this guy with a mullet kept getting in my prayer line, wanting a prophecy, wanting me to lay hands on him. And so he eventually got started. And today he pastors the church that I used to pastor in Oklahoma City, Destiny Christian Center. And Lawrence Neeson's going to come. He lost his mullet, but he's here today.
A lot of years of friendship in this room. Just was thinking, as you mentioned, Taylor Jean, how Rick and I, when Taylor was born, Rick and I agreed we were going to call her TJ. And Ruth said, that is not going to happen. But Rick and I have called you TJ secretly in our heart all these years. Dale Wayne Gentry. Dale and Jean. Wayne means wagon. Gentry means royalty. And I just say, God has used this couple mightily to go into places of great valor. Load them up in a wagon. Take them to places of royalty where God will begin to awaken something of eternity in every one of our hearts. And I just say, we're here because of you. We love you. Want to honor you today. Thank you. Tracy and I recently noticing the Tom Brady commercial, and they say, you the GOAT. And GOAT is G-O-A-T, greatest of all time. And Tracy reminded me of the time Dale, pastor in a church in Roswell, made some people mad. They sent him some hate mail and told him he was an old bald-headed goat. So God has even used your enemies to prophesy greatness. You the goat, Kevin. You the goat. Dale lived in Comanche, Oklahoma. They drive on vacation 147 miles to Paducah, Texas with his uncle Tommy, his aunt Myrtle, his cousin Charles, his cousin Truman, his cousin Joan, his cousin Patsy. I've heard that story a few times. But you've come from humble places, humble beginnings, and we honor you, and we want to say thank you. And I just want to ask, would you help me, everyone in this room, let's just stand to our feet and say, sincerely, we're here because of you, God. Focus of the conversation away from Dale and Jean for just a moment and turn it to us. And my life is deeply impacted because of this couple, because of this family. And I want to just say, I would invite you, particularly in this season of their lives, that we would be family to them and bring a response to the greatness of God that He's awakened within us. And I want to ask you this morning that we would give, and we would give sacrificially. I know many probably came prepared for a birthday celebration to give, and I brought a card and a gift from our church, and our church loves you and sends their love, but also I want to do something personally. And for years, we have supported this ministry personally. My wife and I sending monthly support, but also organizationally, our church sending constant support. And I would just invite you, as Dale and Jean enter this season of their lives, let's surround them that the voice that we heard this morning. I was sitting over there, and all of a sudden I just heard, "Good Friday morning," that Dale Gentry voice. It was an awakening voice. There just began to be an awakening happening, and it just reminded me, and I just declare this over you, that we are in 2024, the roaring 20s. Not like the 1920s. Like the 2020s, where the roaring lion of the tribe of Judah is awakening the prophetic roar of God in the body of Christ. And God has used Dale and Jean to awaken that roar in greater measure. And it will continue in Jesus' mighty name. And we want to sow into that and agree for that. And so all the ways that pop up, and you can see how to do this. But Dale's not asked me to say this, but I would ask, if you're not supporting them monthly, then I would invite you, let's do that. Let's join together and see just great advancement of what God is doing through the voice that He has given this couple to declare in our world. So would you prepare your offering and prepare your heart. And let's not just rush. This is not about trying to get up and get an offering. This is about really cooperating and collaborating with the King of all kings, who has an assignment on our lives that one day, literally 10,000 years from now, will reflect back on how we lived life in light of eternity, releasing something of God's kingdom in the earth as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, would you just fill us full to overflowing as we respond to you. Luke 4. In the Amplified, Jesus was full of and in perfect communication with the Holy Spirit. Would you help us, Lord, to grow in a deeper understanding of what that is? As we honor a couple tonight with our giving, or this morning with our giving, that has helped awaken that reality in every one of our lives and every one of our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Be blessed as you give. Thank you.
one of you for your giving this morning. Many of you have supported us over the years, and this is, you say, how do you do what you're doing? Do you have anybody to underwrite your ministry? We don't. We don't. We just trust God for our finances. Somebody said, do you live month to month? Yeah, we do. We do. We really do. But it's people that support us every month. Like my spiritual son, Lawrence Neese, and his church, and others that are here today. Sometimes somebody will just send us a breakout offer. I mean, God, as I shared last night, there's so many ways of doing it. But Gene and I are so thankful, so grateful for you partnering with us in giving. Thank you so very, very much. We're grateful. In just a few moments, I'm going to minister for a while, and then I'm going to pray for people. But first, before I do, another one of my spiritual sons is going to come, and he's going to play on his saxophone. Charles Martin started traveling with Gene and I some years ago. And we were ministering, and I shared this last night, but a lot of you weren't here. But we were ministering in Arlington, Texas, and we would meet with the pastor. We were there several nights together. We would meet with the pastor before every service. And so one night, Charles was in there, and he saw a picture on the wall. And he said, that's Bernard Johnson. He said to the pastor, do you know that man? And the pastor said, yes, he's a very close friend of mine. He said, oh, wow. He said, that has been my mentor all these years. I started listening to him playing the saxophone when I was 5 years old. And all these years, he's been my mentor. And I've always had this dream that one night I would play the saxophone with Bernard Johnson. The next night, when I got to Charles was not with me to start with. When I got to the service, the pastor said, I have a surprise tonight for Charles Martin. He said, I called Bernard today. And I said, what are you doing tonight? He said, I'm scheduled to play the saxophone for the President of the United States. But he said, I may be able to get out of it so I can come and play with Charles Martin. And that night, Bernard Johnson showed up at the church. And before I preached that night, Bernard Johnson and Charles Martin played the saxophone together. It was an awesome, incredible time. And before I minister today, Charles is going to play a song on the saxophone. Let's welcome him. Can we do it?
Thank you.
pray for people today and talk to you about a very significant part of my life. And that significant part of my life is called impartation. Impartation. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome and said in Romans chapter 1, he said, first I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. I want to say this morning, I thank my God for you all. We'd say in Texas, y'all. I want to thank my God for y'all. That through your faith, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of the Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request that by some means now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to see you, for I long to see you. Well, I've longed to see you guys here this morning. Gene and I pray for another time that we could be together. I long to see you that I may impart, or that word is release, release in you some spiritual gift so that you may be established. He said, I long to see you that I may impart or release some spiritual gift that you may be established. You know, the laying on of hands is one of the major doctrines. In fact, it's one of the four foundational prophecies of the New Testament church. The laying on of hands. And that's what I'm going to do this morning. And the Apostle Paul wrote to his spiritual son, Timothy. He said, let no one despise your youth, be an example of the believers in word and conduct and love and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. So, impartation is something that I grew up with. My dad pastored a little Pentecostal church in Comanche, Oklahoma. So I grew up in the home of a Pentecostal preacher. And every pastor of a little church, he borrowed $500 on his home from the bank in order to be able to buy the property to build the church in Comanche, Oklahoma. But every pastor, every preacher that would come through to minister, you know what he would say? Would you please lay your hands on my son, Del Wayne? So I became a product of ministers that would lay their hands on me, and my dad would lay his hands on me. It's important for parents to lay their hands on their children, to have godly people lay their hands on us. And so I grew up with that experience of having, but then I began to realize the authority that was in that. And so I shared last night how God called me to pray in February of 1996, 58 years ago. He said, give me the first hour of your day. That was in February, and in June of that year, 1966, a man with the name of David Wilkerson, a prophet, came to our church. He'd written a book called The Cross and the Switchblade. They later made a movie of it. David Wilkerson was an incredible man of God from New York City. And he came to our church on a Sunday night and he preached. It was powerful. And I knelt down and I heard the Lord say to me, "Son, will you preach my gospel?" He didn't say, "You have to preach my gospel." He said, "Will you preach my gospel? Will you preach my gospel?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "Yes," before thinking about what Jean would think, because she didn't marry a preacher. Brother Wilkerson, by that time, David Wilkerson, became a great prophet in America. He's given so many prophecies about, although he's gone to be with the Lord, what's happening today. And he was sitting in the chair on the platform, and I went up to him and I said, "Brother Wilkerson, my name is Dale Gentry. God just called me to preach. Will you lay your hands on me?" And he took and he laid his hand on my head. And I felt there was such an anointing, a release, not knowing that one day I would be a prophetic voice to America and to other nations, to the world. I've never gone around calling myself a prophet. I just say I'm a prophetic voice. And I believe there was a prophetic anointing released. I don't believe that he could give me a gift. I don't believe that anybody can give you a gift. I was in Omaha, Nebraska, and a lady kept showing up at the prayer line. Sometimes I'd lay hands on people at midnight. And I said, "What are you doing back?" She said, "I want your gift of prophecy." I said, "I can't give you that, but I'm going to lay my hands on you, and if that gift is in you, I can stir up the gift." Paul said, "I long to see you that I may release a gift that is already in you." There are some people that have incredible gifts in them, but it's locked up inside of them. There's been no release. But I believe by the laying on of hands that the gift can be released. And if I had a choice between somebody prophesying over me or laying their hands on me and releasing a gift, I would say the impartation. Just lay your hands on me and pray for a release of what's in me. There are some of you here today, there's so much inside of you that has never came out. Maybe a preaching gift. Maybe a prophetic gift. Maybe a teaching gift. Maybe a gift of music. I don't know. But by the laying on of hands, David Wilkerson, when I celebrated 40 years in the ministry, sent me a letter. And he said, "Dale, I remember the night." I didn't know how he could do that. "I remember the night 40 years ago that I laid my hands on you." And David Wilkerson is gone, but he still remains. He's still speaking today. Through Dale Gentry. O.C. Gentry, my dad is gone. I've got a picture of my prayer room, my sanctuary, my dad laying his hand on my head. But O.C. Gentry is still speaking through me. One day when I'm gone to heaven, somebody will still be speaking on my behalf. I believe in it so much when I heard that my pastor, when I was called to preach in Wichita Falls, Texas, Southside Assembly of God, Carl Alcorn, I heard he was dying. And I remembered that I had served Brother Alcorn. I'd worked with him, and I can't ever remember him laying his hands on me. Someone said, "Brother Alcorn is at the point of death." I said, "I can't remember him laying his hands on me." So I drove. Gene and I lived near Denton, Texas. I drove across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. When I got there, Brother Alcorn, he was in bed. I said, "Brother Alcorn, it's me. Would you lay your hands on me and pray for me?" And he was so weak that he could not get his arm up high enough his hand up to pray for me, so I took his. It was so important to me that I took his hand and I put it on the top of my head. He prayed for me. I carry an impartation from that man. Because I never saw a man that knew how to work with the Holy Ghost like he does. All I want to do in life, in ministry, is to work with the Holy Ghost. I just want to say to the Holy Spirit, thank you. For the thousands of times that I've been able to work with you. When I started the ministry, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it. But the Holy Spirit would lead me and guide me on what to do next. Impartation. Impartation. Several weeks ago, Gene and I boarded the plane to Florida because my dear friend, Pastor Tom Peters, I've been ministering at his great church, at a church of 4,000 people, ministered there many times, and I heard that, you know, he was sick. They were going to celebrate 50 years in ministry. And Gene and I felt like I'm going to go one more time. He laid his hands on me. And about 4 weeks later, he went to heaven. I carried the voice today of Tom Peters, a man of God who served on my board for 26 years. And when he prayed for me that one last time, I knew there was a release, a new release, another release, a further release in my life. Paul said, I long to see that I may impartation. That I may impart or release in you a spiritual gift, an anointing, whatever resides inside of you, that it will just come out. It will just come out and begin to function and begin to operate. So that's what I'm going to do this morning. I love you, Jesus. That I get to do in life what I've been able to do. Just a boy in Comanche, Oklahoma. But God had a plan. It's a good plan to give you a future hope. And God has brought us to this time in history. The most important time, I believe, in the history of America. We've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. So
So I'm going to pray for you this morning. This is the last thing I'll do, and then tonight somebody's going to have a birthday party. We'll celebrate. We'll have a meal. So don't eat too much. We'll have a meal tonight. For one good time. This morning I'm going to pray for you. Johnny is going to play. And I'm going to pray. Many times over the years, Johnny Macon. One time I led a revival for 24 weeks in Fort Worth, Texas, day and night. Every morning and every evening, Johnny would be there. While I prophesied, while I laid hands on people, while I prayed. So he's going to play and I'm going to pray. E vorrei che tu brutti che si coprite sei. Ma io bro, ma cura mi sei, tu procura. E ma si corre di vite si caprotte di vite. Love you, Jesus. This morning, just to lay hands on people. As I lay my hands on their head, I pray that you would release something inside them. Some gifting or anointing in their life. In Jesus' name. Only one life, it will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. It's the title of my book because a man came by one day selling mottos for mottos. My mom bought this motto, only one life, and hung it on our living room wall, and I looked at it day after day. I've only got one life. It will soon be passed. Pastor Bill Hart, my pastor's on the front row. Only one life, Bill. It's all we got. It's all you've got. You've only got one. One life, one life. But that life resides inside of you. Maybe saying, oh, if I could just do it, what, I could do that, or get, no, it's inside of you. It's in you. And I pray that when I lay my hands on you this morning, that there will be a release of anointing. Whatever God has put in me, there'll be a release. So I don't have it organized, so I'm going to pray for you. But we'll come around this way. I'll just lay my hands on you. Thank you.
Once you get out of the room, or if you tough on that brother.
They're hard for me though.
Thank you.
love the name. I might not know it.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm not through some of
I believe it. That's been our struggle for a long time because we don't have a cage on those drums, and then the also doesn't have a treatment. So we're constantly battling with all the other trying to get the cage on the drum set. So.
Seeing you, man. Bless you, man. I love you, too.
Blessings, blessings.
Good things coming for you guys.
Amen. We received that.
Who handles the mixing for the
much. So we currently don't have a separate mix for the live stream. And so the issue is having another volunteer to be able to set up, you know, and mix that online, which we don't really have.
The music?
Yeah.
And I just don't think it's hard to ever listen to it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, frankly, I've been advocating for only broadcasting upstairs. Yeah, well, we do use it for translations up there. And then I think they use that for cameras as well, except the studio side. And so on that big TV. But that's where we would have somebody with the system set up to mix an online stream. But currently, we don't have volunteers. Probably the budget to buy a second console to mix that live stream. And so it's just the feed coming out of the board, which it's not as doctored as anything else. So that's probably the online stream. I've been trying to get them to stop broadcasting worship because it sounds so terrible. But,
well, you'd be the one to know. You have to do that.
It's tough. But yeah, there are definitely some things. Yeah, but I don't think they need to go back to that. I think what we should focus on is the message and having that on socials. Yeah.
Of course, always. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. Did you guys sit down? Amber's doing his, and Aaron's doing mine. Father God, Santa Rosa.